الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي من علينا بليلة القدر وجعل ثوابها خيرا من ألف شهر. تنزل الملائكة فيها بالرحمات والخير والبركات. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، رب الأرض والسماوات، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه. فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر: وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وسلم عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Infinite and abundant praise and glory and gratitude and shukr is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who blessed us with the noble month of Ramadan, within which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed the most sacred night, the night of Laylatul Qadr, which is far better and exceeds in rewards more than 1,000 months. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one, the only one worthy of worship and praise. And salutations and peace and blessings be upon our noble and most beloved Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama, and upon his pure family, and upon the righteous companions and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam. Alhamdulillah, we have gathered here in this sacred month, on this sacred day, in this sacred place, to glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to seek His mercy, His protection and salvation, to purify our hearts and our intentions and our actions, and to hopefully, insha'Allah al-Aziz, be worthy of being able to receive Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our sincere intentions and efforts, and make this a day, make this a moment of our success and salvation in this dunya and also in the hereafter. So far, the month of Ramadan has been a month of reflection, has been a month of responsibility, has been a month of reform, has been a month of restraint in so many ways and capacities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enabled us to truly become the best that we can become, to become good Muslims, good neighbors, good friends, fathers and sons and daughters and mothers, to be the best that we can be in this month, and also to carry that forward outside the month of Ramadan. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to remain steadfast on all of the core lessons and the beauty of Ramadan. The difference between ordinary and extraordinary. Majority of us are, we probably classify ourselves as ordinary people. But there are a few people, or quite a few people in the world, who are extraordinary, and similarly as there are companies as well in the world. So the difference between an ordinary and an extraordinary person is that the extraordinary person can spot an opportunity and seize that opportunity. An ordinary person will look at something and say, this is junk. Whereas another person will say, wait a minute, I can make something with this. An ordinary person will look at a home which is derelict and run down and say, "Jaan chodo, stay away from this house, it's too much work." Whereas an extraordinary person will say, "I can get this, I can do work on this, and I can transform it and make a profit on it." So that is the difference in the eye of seeing the opportunity and then being able to seize that opportunity. And you can see this, companies like Apple and Google and Facebook, they all saw an opportunity. They saw a gap in the market and they seized that opportunity to become the multinational companies that they are today. But each and every single one of us has also been given a huge amount of opportunity by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of these opportunities there have been scattered throughout the days and throughout the nights of Ramadan. Ramadan has been a month full of opportunities for the believers, for the sincere, for those people who truly fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can either just be the ordinary people who see Ramadan and Ramadan passes us by, or we can become the extraordinary people where we have seized those golden opportunities placed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to transform ourselves and to really make ourselves the best that we can become. And I'd like to share a few examples of how Sahaba Ikram during their lifetimes would seize the opportunities that came their way. Rabi' ibn Ka'ab, he was a very, very poor companion of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, so much so that he was homeless. He didn't have a home and neither did he possess much. Yet he would spend the most of his days and his nights in the service of the Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam, fetching water, doing errands, and doing all of those things that he could potentially do to stay close to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And one day, in recognition of the service and the years of service of Rabi' ibn Ka'ab, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam turned to him and said, "Sal, ask whatever you want to ask. What do you want, Rabi'?" This is what the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said. So imagine this individual. He has no home, he has no wealth, he has no property, he has no possessions, no belongings, no wife, no children, nothing. And imagine a rich multinational person comes to you, you know, and says to you, "Ask whatever you want to ask." The first thing you'll think about is a huge bank balance, and you'll think about cars and properties and all of these other things, which is what an ordinary person thinks. An ordinary person thinks like that. But Rabi' ibn Ka'ab was not an ordinary man, because he spent his time in the khidmah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So he became extraordinary due to the suhbah and exposure of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So rather than ask for the values of the dunya, which are limited and which are finite, which you may possess today and you may lose tomorrow, he saw a very unique opportunity that was presented to him and given to him by the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because it's general, it's am, it's mutlaq, that you can ask whatever you want to ask. There's no restrictions that this is the limit. You can only ask for this much money, you can only ask for this much time. No. Sal ma shit. Whatever you want to ask, whatever you want, whatever you desire, whatever your heart feels, ask whatever you want, I will give that to you. This was one of the days where the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam felt extremely benevolent to Rabi' ibn Ka'ab. So as a result of that, Rabi' ibn Ka'ab, he saw that opportunity and he realized his golden opportunity and he seized that opportunity with both hands. And what did he ask for in return? What did he ask for from the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Not for the treasures of the dunya, not for the success of the dunya, not for the fame of the dunya, not for the maqam and mansab of the dunya. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, I just want your companionship in paradise." SubhanAllah. Look at what he asked for. What would we have asked? Imagine, ask yourself. If it's a normal person in the dunya saying you can ask whatever you want, the government says you can ask whatever you want, you can seek any compensation that you want, what would we have asked for? But look at this great sahabi. He says, "I only ask for your suhbah, for your companionship in Jannatul Firdaus Al-A'la. So look at his foresight, look at his ability and how he sees that opportunity to get the best of both worlds. Because he had the suhbah in the dunya and he'll also have the suhbah in the hereafter, but not with any ordinary man, with the most extraordinary creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beloved, most ulul azm messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in no ordinary Jannah, not in the bottom layer, or the second or the third, or the first layer of Jannah, the first tier of Jannah, the highest that any individual can be. This is what he asked for when he saw that opportunity. And another companion, and the Prophet ﷺ was sitting amongst his companions one day, and he said that from my nation, from the nation of the Messenger ﷺ, a group of 70,000 individuals, Muslims, Mu'mins, Muhsin, 70,000 individuals will enter into paradise without hisab kitab, without any accounting, without any punishment, without any repercussions whatsoever. They'll be absolved, they'll be exonerated from everything, they'll have a free pass to go directly into Jannah without any accountability or punishment. And when this reached the ears of Ukasha, who was a great Sahabi of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you could call him, you know, an entrepreneur, a person who's seizing opportunity. So when Sayyidina Ukasha radiallahu ta'ala, and he heard this, immediately he went to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and he said, "Ya Rasulallah, ask Allah to make me from those." Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me from amongst those 70,000 individuals who will enter into paradise without hisab and kitab. So the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam immediately at that time did a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make Ukasha, because he saw that opportunity, he sees that opportunity, and he was given that dua by the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, because he had the foresight to be, whilst he was there in the presence of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, to spot that opportunity and to take that opportunity. Sometimes we are sitting with our elders and they'll say, "You can do this," but everybody is reluctant. You're waiting for the first person to get up. You're waiting for the first person to say something. Especially when you're sitting in the gathering, in the presence of your sheikh, you're very hesitant to speak. You don't want to say anything untowards, but you wait for one person and then you get on the bandwagon. But you have to seize these golden opportunities, which is what Ukasha radiallahu ta'ala anhu did. And then soon after that, other Sahaba ikram, they said, "Ya Rasulullah, give us the opportunity as well. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to also grant us that opportunity to be amongst those 70,000 individuals who will enter into paradise without hisab or kitab." And you know what the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam replied? "Well, Ukasha beat you to it. That's it. The opportunity is gone. The time has passed. You no longer have that opportunity available to you. It has expired. That offer has expired." So these are some of the examples that I wanted to share with you. There are many more examples in the life of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that there was once a woman who had seizures. She was epileptic, and as a result of that, her kapre would become uncovered because she wouldn't be in control of her actions. So she went to the Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam and said, "Do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he cures me from my seizures and from my ailments." And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, "I can do a dua and you will be cured, or I can do a dua and you will get Jannah. What do you want?" And she said, "I'd rather have Jannah, and I will bear with all of these things in the dunya. Just ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am not uncovered during my seizures." So she went through that difficulty, that hardship, that bimari, that musibah, so just so she could seize that opportunity to have Jannah, guaranteed by the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So in the month of Ramadan, we have been given so many opportunities by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The 10 days of rahmah, the 10 days of maghfirah, the 10 days of itkum minan nar, the days and nights of the majestic Quran, standing in qiyamul layl, doing zikr azkar, giving sadaqat khairat in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where they are multiplied by 700 and so much more, by having du'as accepted at the time of iftari, by having our du'as accepted in the middle of the night when we're worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these are golden opportunities, but for those people who are extraordinary, who have the ability to seize these opportunities and to see and understand that these are things that may not come again in your lifetime. Who knows who will be alive today, who will be alive tomorrow. So this is how the Sahaba Ikram would seize these golden opportunities given to them by the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. So therefore ask yourselves, how many of these opportunities have we seized during the day and nights of Ramadan? How much Quran have we recited? How much tawbah and istighfar have we performed? How much tears have rolled out of our eyes? How long have we stood during the night of Ramadan praying and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because these opportunities that were placed there by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were for us. And if we have failed to seize them, then indeed we are just the ordinary layman, and we are not the extraordinary people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to become. So as now we enter into the last few days of Ramadan, it's very, very important that we continue to strive to seek the reward and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to make sure that we push ourselves and excel in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these last few nights. For the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, especially in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, would tighten his belt. That basically means he would prepare himself and get ready to worship even more so in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and to give even more charity as much as he could in the nights and days of Ramadan. Because these are the nights in which we can seek that opportunity, the golden opportunity, that opportunity which will give us more barakah and more reward than 1,000 months of worship. This is why the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would focus himself and his energy and his efforts, as well as encourage his family members to seek that particular night, the night of Laylatul Qadr. So this is the night which begins from Salatul Maghrib all the way to Salatul Fajr. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطَلَعِ الْفَجْرِ, until the dawn, until Fajr begins. This is the night which is more valuable than 1,000 months. And this is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is more valuable than 83 years and 4 months of worship. Opportunity for you to seize, opportunity for you to take with both of your hands, and for you to say, Ya Allah, I am worthy of this opportunity that you have placed in the month of Ramadan. On this particular night, a donation of just £1 is far more valuable than you donating £1 every single day for 30,000 days. You can do the maths, 365 times 83. You'll see it's far more than 30,000. So this is the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you. That in the month of Ramadan, they are multiplied by 700. In the night of Laylatul Qadr, you can increase that exponentially, far greater than 1,000 months. This is that golden opportunity. Just like Charlie is looking for his golden ticket, this is the golden ticket for us Muslims in the month of Ramadan, in the nights of Ramadan, to find and seek Laylatul Qadr and sincerely worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The night in which the book, the hidayah, the nur, the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was revealed. The night of abundant mercy and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The night within which hundreds and millions and billions of angels descend onto the first heaven, looking at all of their ibadur rahman, at all of the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are standing up during qiyamul layl, seeking the night of Laylatul Qadr. These are our people who are looking onto us, the angels looking onto us, because they look at our worship and they think, what a great person, what a great opportunity this person has, and he's seizing that opportunity and he's worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is that night within which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends according to his majesty in the third portion of the night and says, I am the king who is there to supplicate to me so that I may answer his supplication. Who is there to ask me so that I can give him whatever he wants? Who is there asking me for forgiveness so that I can forgive him? This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, here I am. I'm waiting for you to seize this opportunity, this night within which you can find forgiveness, which you can find salvation, this night where you can receive a huge amount of barakah, where your du'as will be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is there supplicating to me? Who is there standing in qiyamul layl? Who is there crying in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this continues all the way up until Fajr begins. So we should not waste even a minute on the night of Laylatul Qadr, whether that could have been on the 21st, or the 23rd, or the 25th, or the 27th, or even potentially the 29th night of Ramadan. This is an opportunity that we cannot miss. We cannot afford to miss this opportunity that has been placed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best dua that the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam taught his beloved wife, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, is that Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. And we say fa'afu anna because it's a plural, that forgive all of us. This is why we say that particular dua. So this is that dua which is far more holistic and comprehensive than asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for mere forgiveness. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives you, it will still stay within your records. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still question you about it on the day of Qiyamah, that you did such and such thing. Whereas when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his af, which is to pardon you, to exonerate you, then not only does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you, but He also removes that from your records. And He also enables you to forget that particular sin as well. This is part of His mercy, that He forgives you, but far exceeds that forgiveness by pardoning you for all of those things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on this particular night, especially in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, can forgive you, can pardon you, and erase your sins, and exonerate you, and give you a clean slate, where no traces of your bad record will remain, and He will answer your call, and He will grant you what you need, and give you far more than what you need in this dunya, and more importantly, in the hereafter. So these are the opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed for us throughout the month of Ramadan. And we have learned so far how the Sahaba ikram seized every single opportunity given to them by the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And they didn't delay. They claimed immediately from the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, and he guaranteed and he honored his claim as well. And similarly, we need to make sure that these remaining days and nights of Ramadan, which are still full of blessings, of rahmah, of maghfirah, al-af, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do not allow these moments, we do not allow these minutes or these days or these nights to pass by, but rather we seize this golden opportunity and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything good in this dunya and also in the hereafter. So this is the dua that you can do. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. And you can also do the dua, Rabbana atina في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. That, oh Allah, give us everything good in this dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly what is good for you. He knows how much health is good for you. He knows how much wealth is good for you. He knows how much time and life. He knows everything which is good for you. So you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of the goodness in the dunya. And more importantly, you're asking for all of the goodness and the greatness in the hereafter. So these are opportunities that we cannot miss out during the last few days and nights of Ramadan. And finally, we come to the last slide for the parents especially, that Ramadan and especially Eid al-Fitr as well as Eid al-Adha are some of the most important Islamic days and holidays within our religion. But we as parents, we do not necessarily put in enough effort to make it enjoyable or to make it exciting for our children, for our families, and also for our community as well. Especially living here in the UK, Ramadan, when you look at it in comparison, and Eid looks very, very dull, unfortunately, in comparison to all of the glitter and everything else that you see on Christmas and Easter and various other Christian festivities. After all, it is a non-Muslim country. But nevertheless, it is our duty to make sure that we make it as attractive and enjoyable as possible for our children, so that they have a huge amount of energy and they are eager to participate in Ramadan, they are eager to participate in the festivities of Eid al-Fitr and also of Eid al-Adha as well. So not just within our homes, but also within our masajid and equally within our community, we need to make a huge atmosphere, a positive atmosphere full of energy, of enjoying and looking forward towards the blessed days and nights and also the day of Eid al-Fitr. So some of the things that you can do, especially as parents, is to make sure that you decorate your home to welcome Ramadan, and more importantly, to also to welcome Eid. You'll decorate your home for your child's birthday or for an aqiqah or something else. You should also equally make sure that you decorate your home, put a banner up, put some lights up, do something that you can do, but children can realize, oh, Eid is about to come, and they can eagerly participate and look towards the day of Eid al-Fitr. Get your children and prepare cards with your children, and also prepare gifts with your children as well. This increases them in their muhabbah, not just because of the items that they will receive, but also in terms of they realize of the association that the gifts have. The gifts are related to Eid, related to them sacrificing and them persevering and working hard to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the reward as a result. Make sure that you take your children early to Eid Salah. Not you should just turn up in the last 5 minutes or so. Come early and seize that opportunity. Just like every Jumu'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the most barakah for those people who attend in the first row. The most barakah, the most blessings received for those people at the front. And they receive the reward, equal reward of sacrificing a red camel in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas those who come later, they receive the reward of sacrificing a cow, and then sacrificing a sheep, and a goat, and a hen, and a chicken, and then just giving an egg in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can be the ordinary person and say, Allah may anda dear. Or you can say, Allah, I'm sacrificing a red camel for your sake. This is all about seizing opportunities on Jumu'ah, seizing opportunities in the 5 daily salahs, and most importantly, seizing that opportunity on the day of Eid al-Fitr and saying, get up my son, get up my daughter. And the Prophet ﷺ would encourage and command the women and the children and the men to all go for the prayers of Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. So you need to create that vibe and that energy within the home and say, look, we need to go, we need to get there. It's a competition, it's a race, let's see who can get up the first. That opportunity, you need to put that into your children's heart and mind, that they need to seize this golden opportunity. Make sure also that you eat something before you leave your home. This is a sunnah for Eid al-Fitr, to make sure that you eat something before you leave your home, especially khujurs. And en route to the Eid prayer, make sure that you are reading the takbirs as well together. Ensure that you pay in your sadaqatul fitr, your fitrana, and also donate generously as well. And teach your children the importance of donating and how it increases in terms of the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then return via a different route, exposing your children and making sure that they engage with all people from different backgrounds and different communities as well, and teach them the spirit of giving out, whether it's candy, whether it's small gifts or cards or anything else. These are some of the things that we can do as parents to make sure that our children have a strong bond with their deen, have a strong connection with the festivities within our religion, and they form their identity, and they are strong in their identity, and they are eager to participate in all of the sha'air, in all of the manasik, in all of the festivities and actions within our deen. This will strengthen their iman, and most importantly, this will strengthen their identity as well. And these are our children who will be leading this masjid and many masajid here in the UK. And we need to make sure that they love coming to the masjid, that they love praying in the masjid, they love coming at the first saf, they love giving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they love sharing. All of these things can only happen when you share that excitement, when you share that energy with your children, and make sure that they are seizing that opportunity given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the days and also during the blessed nights of Ramadan. So be like Rabi' ibn Ka'ab, be like Ukasha, and seize these golden opportunities that are remaining in the last few days and nights of Ramadan, and make sure that you ask for whatever you ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and know the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never cease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you what you want and far exceed all your expectations, and give you everything good in this dunya, and most importantly give you everything great in the hereafter. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to act upon everything that we have heard today.